You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo. How was your week?
My week was all right. It was,
Doing. It's exciting.
That's how hard my week was.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah. No, it's been busy, man. I got, two specs I got to finish up before the end of this month, and then I got three closings in September I got to get ready for, but besides that, it was okay.
So on your off time, your hobby is building homes?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You know, it's...
Good for you.
I do it because I got to pay the bills.
You do it for the kids? I do it for the kids.
You're a good guy, you know?
I mean, I'm okay.
I mean, you're a decent guy. You're a piece of shit guy.
Thank you. But now we're getting... Now we're getting warm. Warmer. Listen, big news today. I know you were watching with rapt attention. World Cup final. I want to get your thoughts. But first and foremost, let's lay it out there. Croatia, France, all right?
Okay.
The underdog, the little engine that could, Croatia versus France. The country that rolled over for Germany and let them just absolutely run roughshod and kill millions of Jews.
In their pooper.
So, I mean, who do you go for?
I gots to go with France.
Well, I was going to say Croatia, but sure, that's up to you.
I'm all France all the time.
All right, well,
Look at this body, okay? This is foie gras of a human being right here.
There you go. You're disgusting, and the French are disgusting. So,
Ménage à trois, all right, dude?
Oh.
Yeah, never have one of those in my life.
Listen, visit Gay Paris, or is it Gay Paris? Gay Paris is the place downtown on 2nd Street next to Rain.
Yeah,
I go there a lot.
Paris, Texas.
Gay Paris, that's big time. So I don't want to, I mean, if you want to give your thoughts first before we tell about the final, talk about what the final score was.
Thoughts. My thoughts, I thought it was just yellow cards flying left and right.
Okay.
A little too many yellow cards.
Okay.
I'm talking about the band.
Yep.
That song just kept playing. I'm like, ugh, get it off my radio. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, it is. Ocean Avenue.
And then, you know, falling when you're really not hurt. That happened a lot.
All right. I didn't see the yellow cards, but I only watched 93 minutes of it, so.
Yeah, you missed them. They were,
it's been the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, they were flying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yellow cards flying.
Yellow cards flying. A lot of, penalty kicks, lots of them.
I was gonna say titties, a lot of broads flashing their titties running across.
A lot of Croatian cleavage.
Croats, they get nothing to go home to. You might as well show them.
That's right.
They're gonna bury you under the ground after this one, Dennis. Because as we both know, they lost.
Yep.
Miraculously lost by like
5-2. Yeah.
5-2.
That's what I was gonna say.
Big
you
time.
Beat me to it, but yeah, 5-2.
Big time. Wait a second. Did they score two? I don't even remember.
Yeah, no, they did. I remember. It was Grashkov. He got one, and then Achranufels got the other one.
And then Gushindait. We were on a party barge.
Thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. It was a grade school party. It was.
Thanks for that. No, legally, I couldn't go. I understand. No,
yep, total, 100%. Even if you were being towed behind 300 yards, there was an opportunity for you to come in a little bit closer.
Yeah, I needed at least 310 yards of rope.
Exactly. And we sat on the dock. Actually, the party was supposed to start at like 11, but they brought on a TV, and then everybody sat on the dock till like noon so we could watch the game. It
Damn.
Was pretty fucking awesome.
You a fan? Honestly, though? You a fan?
I like the World Cup, yeah. I think it's interesting, especially if nobody to root for. But everyone gets so crazy about it. It's just the fans, you know? I'm a huge fan of hooliganism.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Green Street Hooligans?
I think I did.
It's a fucking awesome movie.
Is that the one with the kid from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Frodo.
Yeah, Frodo's in there?
Yep. Yeah. It's a good movie.
It's a little bit unbelievable because he's in it and he becomes a hooligan, but...
Anybody can become a hooligan.
In the movies.
If you pay enough.
Anybody can be a hooligan in the movies. Speaking of which, let's do corrections.
Oh, man. We may even have to shut down shop after this correction. How dare we?
I personally feel horrible.
You should, because you're the one who made this horrible error.
I did.
I just went along with it.
100% on me. And the only thing you were guilty of is just not listening to me while we were podcasting.
Oh, man. If you had to listen to you, you would fucking tune out, too.
The problem is what we're doing is podcasting. So people who listen are going to be tuning out. So why don't you, should I do it or do you want to do
it? I think you should apologize. Definitely.
Right. Can we, let's start the apologetic music. All right.
Yep.
There we go. We'll overdub it. That sounds like a fife and drum company from, Massachusetts.
That was fucking, what's his face?
Napoleon Dynamite?
No, who's the dude who plays the clarinet?
Wither Pussy? That was in American Pie.
Yeah, it was Allison Hannigan.
Allison Hannigan, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She wasn't slaying that. Anyway, let me start. Hang on. Let me just collect myself because I'm... Heather, last episode... We referred to another individual who I don't even know if I can even speak his name anymore.
Not worth it.
It was Jimmy. We referenced him as the first ever podcast listener. It couldn't have been further from the truth.
Nope.
I feel terrible.
You should, and I didn't sleep that night. I haven't eaten in hours.
You know, I slept like a baby. Rubbed one out and went right to bed. But when I woke up, I did it again and then listened back and then realized that I made a mistake.
You felt shame three times in a span of a night.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I rubbed one out again and I figured that we should apologize. So, Heather, I want to apologize vociferously.
Don't know what that means, but I agree.
It means a lot. It means more than a lot, but... Heather, I'm sorry, basically. I've brought shame upon myself and upon This Is So Dumb.
You should commit Harry Carey.
I met play ball! I might just do that. Sorry, Heather. That's all I can say, sorry. Yeah. I can only say sorry.
Heather, we do owe you pretty much this whole thing is... We do it for you, Heather.
My dick just fell in there. Oh, that's a different apology. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
That being said, I thought you were going with the other apology, which is we apologize to the state of Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, as it turns out, a little fact-finding mission, not all lesbians are from Florida.
Most.
I mean, a healthy, healthy amount.
Yeah.
But apparently, they're smattered all over the United States.
Holy shit.
Maybe even the world. I don't know.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know. There are some outside the United States, too. Some in Alaska.
Oh, in Puerto Rico?
Sure.
That being said, it was not 100% our fault, because when you look at the pictures...
Right. So we're referring to last week's episode when it was Mom of the Week, episode 11. There were two women. Again, I still looking back, I don't know for sure.
Yeah. They probably have vaginas.
That's right.
That's the only thing that makes them women.
They do now. So anyway, they were accused wrongly of giving weed to their son as a kind of a benefit, right? A token, a little bit of a reward.
Hey, you're doing good, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Rub the noggin. Yeah.
Here's a dime bag
there
for
you. There you go. Here you go. Here's a little gummy treat. It's got a little Johnny Weed in it.
And we said, Johnny Weed. We said that they were from Florida. They were not.
First of all, we said that they were not guilty, and they aren't. But they're also not from Florida. They're from Arizona.
Yeah.
Florida of the West.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Boom. Boom sauce.
Corrections. Never say boom sauce again.
Boom sauce. Wait a second. What's that guy's name? Guy Fieri. Bam! The boom sauce.
No, donkey sauce,
my dude.
I'm
going to put some boom sauce on it.
It's donkey sauce.
I'm laying us up for a correction next week. Give me a fucking break over here.
Another Guy Fieri original.
Guy Fieri. All right. Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
This is a serious question. I want a serious fucking answer out of you.
Yes, sir.
Does my dick taste bad?
Your dick tastes like shit.
Okay, good. So it's accurate. No, serious. Get fucking serious on me here for a second.
Okay, man.
You ready?
I'm here.
All right. When's the last time you pissed yourself?
Okay.
Night, day, doesn't matter.
No, I understand.
Matter.
I understand. Doesn't matter. Are we talking about like a full release or just a little squirt?
Work, church. Oh, a little squirt. Oh, please. That okay. happens 24/7. I'm 43 years old, for crying out loud. I can barely keep control of the thing.
It's fucking a...
Flat out like, whoops.
It's got to be at least 15 to 18 years ago. It's been a long fucking time.
Yeah, me too. Tuesday.
Really?
Big time. So,
Wait.
Let me set the stage.
Wait.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Legitimately, last Tuesday.
Let's hear this.
So, how do I say this? Oh,
I don't know, pee-pee pants. How do you say it?
Leading into the night, I may have had some herbal remedies.
Okay.
Some really au naturel, just like salt of the earth type of stuff.
Yeah.
Helped me fall asleep. Let's, you know, it's for the epilepsy. I mean,
no,
let's
of
just
course,
say
yeah.
It. It's cloves. So
hence the name Shaky.
Thank you.
If anybody was wondering why we call him Shaky.
That's it. That's it. The spontaneous break dancer. So, middle of the night, apparently middle of the night, because it felt like it was right during the day to me. I start thinking to myself, I really got to go to the bathroom. Where's that water bottle? I'm just going to piss in it. And
lazy
I'm thinking to myself, shit, it's not coming out. Like, really, just get it out. Get it out. Turns out I was asleep when this is going on. All of a sudden, I was like, whoa, shit.
It just got warm in here.
This is not real. And I unloaded. Unfucking loaded.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hot mess.
It was a lot.
Luckily, I woke up almost immediately. And so it wasn't like splattered all over the bed, but it was like a healthy amount. Like I kind of did like a little shimmy and then a roll off the bed,
yeah.
Landed on the ground. And then, I mean, I was soaked. I might as well just run through the shower.
You?
Front of my drawers, soaked.
Did you hide in shame your clothes? Did you throw them away?
No.
No?
Why would I do that?
You put them back on? You wrung them out and then put them back on and went climbing in bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I, an animal?
So
come on,
it happens. It shouldn't,
by
especially
the way,
at your age.
Look at me in the face.
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm shamed by this?
No.
No, it fucking happens.
You think it's hilarious?
Are you trying to talk me down? I do actually
no.
think it's hilarious. You know when it happened? I was like, this is fucking awesome. I can't wait to tell the story to
yeah.
four people.
Yeah. Heather, did you like that story? That was for you.
Actually, Heather, this is the kind of stuff where I hope Heather listens long enough for the apology, but this is the kind of stuff that Heather fucking hates. There's no point to it.
Well, she's going to hate this story then.
There was no lead-in. There was urine, and there was a bed, and normally that's nothing. Nothing good comes of that.
You ready for mine?
Yeah, let's go.
About 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
A hot fucking day.
Yeah.
And I'm walking houses, building houses, doing what I do.
I build
homes.
Building houses, banging spouses?
Goddamn right.
Fucking A.
So I'm walking houses and it's fucking hot and it's a Thursday. Thursday is our payroll meeting. So I'm walking. Just put it on the fucking ground. Would you put it somewhere? Jesus Christ.
I just hope I was. That was the quietest. I've opened a beer and poured it, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
just fucking mess.
It messed up your head. What do I do now? I got away with it. Let me just fuck everything
I'm
up.
I'm gonna throw it through the window.
So, I get in my truck and I had to shit like all day.
So wait a second. Walking a house.
Walking frames. Okay?
So for context, that means just walking through, make sure it's all done before inspector comes around.
Correct. Making sure I'm punching it out for my framer before inspection.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you need some glue on that.
So I get in my truck and I drive to work and I'm like, I gotta fucking shit. And I'm holding in my shit until I get to our office.
Yep.
And I'm like, finally I get there and I just, gallons of me comes out of me, okay?
Yeah.
And I put my boxes back on and everything. I'm getting dressed and I'm walking and I get up to the top of the stairs. I'm like, oh, man, it's too wet back there. So I went back. I went to the second floor. So I shit in the first floor, went to the second floor.
This is of a house?
No, this is of our company building because we have our payroll meeting. So I got to turn on all my payroll and everything. So I'm sitting in a room with all these guys, a tiny room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I smell like shit. I can only smell shit. I'm like, I'm going to fucking throw up. So what do I do? So I'm sitting in the office, okay? And I'm like, I stink. I got to get out. So I leave and I go to the bathroom and there's, for some reason, they have a giant pump bottle of Listerine. So I take Listerine and I douse a towel with it and I rub everything that I own that I'm wearing in Listerine. My underwear, my ass crack, everything in Listerine. Wait. My hands, everything.
Why do you still smell like... All right, so go ahead.
Because
the swass, man.
It's just... my fucking underwear stunk. It was like I needed to change them.
So you didn't have like a nugget in there? No, some nugget, squirrels or something?
But, you know, I had diarrheaed the fucking shit out of that place. So it was probably... You know, little residuals. I didn't wipe good enough, you know? So anyways, I get back in the chair and I go, man, I'm such an idiot. I thought that the Listerine was soap and I washed my hands. And then everyone's like, yeah, man, you stink like Listerine so bad. I'm like, goddamn right I do. Do you know what I don't smell like? Shit. I smell like Listerine.
I love the proactive approach.
I'm not being that guy.
Hey guys, heads up. Yeah. Apparently that's Listerine.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not KY.
This guy, what a dummy. Guess what he did?
I was fucking a homeless guy in the bathroom and I was using the Listerine. Mm. Are there a lot of homeless guys around there?
Tons. River Place.
That's so weird. Is it River Place?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you work by there?
No, I had a story for you, but then it would give away who I actually am and where I work, so I'm not going to tell you anything about it.
Okay, cool.
Hey. That was a close one.
Yeah.
If I wasn't so stupid, I probably would have just glossed over it and not said anything.
Glossed over it.
Glossed it over it. Listen.
Hey, it happens, man. You pee yourself, I fucking swass my underwear into Stinkville.
Tell me one person that hasn't happened to.
Probably, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Don't say Jesus, because I fucking know he did. He used to party with whores.
J-Lo.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's all kinds of... Imagine how to wipe that butt.
I do it with my tongue.
Really?
No, not really. It's not my deal at all.
100%.
I know you would, you fucking...
100%.
I mean, out of respect, you might have to.
What?
In my situation, I might have to out of respect. But it's not something I really want to do. I don't want a tongue of butthole. It's just not for me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not for me.
Why?
Because poop comes out of there, man. That's the only reason.
Pee comes out of a vagina, bro.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Wow. It's all over that thing, up and down it.
Man.
Paint the fence. Come on now.
Yeah, I also don't do that.
No, you don't. Really? You're gross. You're a poor wife. You're such a loser. All right, listen, I got another one for you.
Okay, let's do it.
I was reading an article. You know what I was reading? The Brendan Schaub, Dana White, tiff.
Yeah.
Right? They were talking about being Eskimo brothers, which I think is fucking hilarious. I cannot fucking believe that guy said that. That's so funny. So Schaub accused Dana White of basically being an Eskimo brother with him.
Because of Rhonda.
Yeah, that's the inference. But anyway, the article title said Brendan Schaub claps back at Dana White. And I mean, that couldn't be any weaker. I don't know what clap back means, but it's usually reserved for like People Magazine and shit like that. Do you know what clap back means?
I think it's like a hashtag that went out on Twitter. Hashtag clap back, celebrity clap back. It just means they return fire.
But was there somebody who was like, is it because you're like, hey,
no,
you got a small dick.
Nope.
Clap back.
Nope.
Clap back.
I don't think it has anything to do with clapping.
Having a small dick?
That either.
I thought the clap back, literally, I thought it was like, make a clap, like the butt cheeks. Make the butt cheek clap.
Of course you did, because you're dumb.
Well, yeah, but, that makes no sense. There has to be some sort of, you know, the derivation has got to be there somewhere.
You said I have a small penis. Let me clap my ass cheeks together. That'll show you.
Well, no, it's nonsensical, but I mean, clapback, like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. So it's got to have something. There's got to be some sort of like thing there.
I think it has to do with an emoji. There's like a clap emoji that they use.
I thought that was like Bravo. I'm gonna rethink every text I've ever gotten from anybody then, because I often see clapping hands.
You really do?
Yeah.
You have friends who send emojis to you? I know we got one who does weird things with
emojis.
His
emojis, the shit on it. It's embarrassing. It's from broads. Broads love the emojis. My wife is new on the emoji tip, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I like GIFs. I'm all about the GIFs nowadays.
Big time. But you know who you see too many GIFs of is Steve Carell in The Office. It's always him like rolling his eyes, or him in like a fat guy suit, or all kinds of different shit.
Yeah, no, I go for like dudes kissing. I type in like just anything that has to do with like flamboyancy. I love it. Yeah,
love it.
There's one of Rob Hubel throwing glitter while wearing a scarf. It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I'm sending it to you.
You've never sent it to me. There's one of a guy with fireworks going on in the background, and he's dancing in like a American flag Speedo. Fucking great. It's so good.
It's my dad.
It's so good. Is it your dad?
It's Ab Fab.
Ab Fab. Did you ever like that show?
No.
I thought that was dumb.
My mother watched it.
Why? Was it like pre-Brexit? She was all about it?
Yeah. She was all about it.
All about the pre-Brexit. All right, listen. Let's go right into Celebrity Douche, because there's two options that I'd like to talk about, neither one of which I think is very good. I can't tell which one's even worse. Tori Spelling. Tori Spelling allegedly is... she sent out a tweet or something that she was at the Hilton, and then her child got stabbed by nails.
Yeah.
And the best part about the whole thing is, let me pull it up, see if I have it. The best part is she's like, we're staying at the Hilton because...
we're a Hilton. No, the Four Seasons.
Oh, this is the Four Seasons?
We're a Four Seasons family.
Yeah, and that's why we're staying there. It's not because we don't have anything like better to do.
Yeah. How about fuck you, first of all, for being a Four Seasons family.
Yeah. But she's got no money. She's been
shut off. Daddy's money. Daddy.
She's been shut off. That's what I hear.
Please.
Let's see. Hang on. Tori Spelling claims her son, Bo Dean. That's awful. Was stabbed by four nails at a Four Seasons hotel.
Yeah. But are we talking...
The mother of 45. Ugh.
Yeah, she is.
She is so skinny.
She
like, how
never
that
was
happened?
Good looking, ever.
No. We are at a Four Seasons family. Like, even before my first was born...
In
BC of a house situation.
Yeah,
we are, of course, staying with
evicted.
Them. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's just a house situation.
I love it. So now she doesn't have a home, but then now she's going to sue the Four Seasons because she probably stabbed her own son with fucking nails.
Now, are these fingernails or like nails?
An obligatory check-in, and not till they realized who's spelled wrong. Child that happened to... So wrong on many levels. She's such a loser.
Do you notice the misspellings in all these fucking news articles nowadays?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. The death of journalism.
Yeah. Way to go, HuffPost.
It's HuffPost. Actually, it's HuffPost gone bad. All right. Heather, I'm going to defend your honor right now. It's HuffPo.
Yeah, maybe if you're a fucking... dork it is.
Dude, you know.
The cool guys like me call HuffPost.
Me and Heather read HuffPo.
It's Heather and I, you fucking loser.
So you know I'm lying. All right, number two.
So wait, let's go back to her. What has she ever fucking contributed to comedy or not?
Comedy? Nothing.
Or to life. Cinema or to anything?
Hopefully one of her kids will amount to something, because she hasn't done anything.
All she's done is ride daddy's coattails. Like,
yes, she has. Ride those coattails, baby.
Mm.
No, she got like thrown out of the house or something.
Yeah, she got divorced or something, and like domestic abuse and all that bullshit.
Yeah, she married that some cat, some random fucking soap Cat opera Williams? Guy. Cat Williams. It was. He was using the flat iron. Gave one right across the cheek.
He crimped his hair and then bitch slapped her.
Oh man, that guy's flamboyant. What happened to that dude?
He fell off the rails. He like crashed into somebody with his Bentley and then like.
Really?
Yeah, and then instead of the guy was like found him. He's like, hey, I'll just buy you a new car instead of you calling the cops on me.
Really?
Yeah.
And did he buy him a new car?
Yeah.
But the guy called the cops anyway?
I don't think so.
Oh, he told the news.
He told the news instead, yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
I didn't tell the cops.
Yeah.
I just told the news who then told the cops.
Yeah.
That's how they figured it out.
Yeah. Why do people self-destruct like that so much?
I don't know.
Like you get some money.
I know.
And then you just fucking just blow it up your nose and just go crazy.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy that got the car. And then called the news.
No, that guy's a dipshit, too. But then again, you know what? If Cat Williams smashed into my car and then said, oh, I'll just buy you a new car, I'll say, you know what you can do? Okay, yeah, but yeah, I want a really nice one.
Yeah, get me a new Altima.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Those fucking Nissan Altimas are nice.
I'd go Maxima if he was paying.
You know what? You would upcharge.
Yeah, I would.
You got to go higher.
Yeah. I've been on this kick about looking at old cars and just dreaming.
Really?
Yeah, 67 Continental with the suicide doors.
Are you serious?
That's all I want.
Since when have you been a car guy?
I am an old, like, Cadillac Lincoln Continental guy. That's, like, all I've ever wanted my whole life. Yeah. Even more than a muscle car.
Why?
I love him.
I want to marry him.
I want to fuck him.
If you saw one right now, would you just stick your peen right in the tailpipe?
No, because it would melt my peen off. Most likely.
Why are you texting? Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the Rob Hubel one?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's my go-to.
He's got the cravat.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Oh, if I could, I need that outfit for Halloween.
Did you ever see his show on YouTube?
Thursday night. Which one?
Do you want to see a dead body?
No, is it good?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah,
they got a bunch of free ones on YouTube.
I got to go check that out.
It's like no, it's like, hey, you want to go see a dead body? And I just go see a dead body.
And it's like celebrity guests.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just watch one with Terry Crews. It's hilarious. Terry Crews is such a fucking monster.
You know what else I haven't seen is, this is a fucking crime too. I mean, these are crimes that I haven't seen this stuff because it's right in my wheelhouse. Children's Hospital.
You've never seen Children's Hospital?
I've only seen like half of one episode and it was on like Comedy Central late night or something.
It's on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim.
No wonder why I was looking on the wrong episode or channel.
You're looking for another kid's channel.
I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I was looking for the Skinamax version. Children's Hospital.
It is great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so funny.
The Skinamax version?
Both of them.
Did you ever notice, like, when they do, like, free HBO weekend, that every single, like, HBO stars, they own, like, four or five different, like, epics, like, those crazy fucking, and then Showtime will do one, and then, like, Cinemax comes with it and everything.
Yeah.
It's like two cable providers.
Yeah, that's all going to the wayside, though.
I know.
It's like, we covered a cable, and we just, like, we have HBO. We should get it through Amazon.
I would love to cut the cord.
Do it.
I can't. I have an antenna in the attic. It's it's $30. I got it from China, so you know it's quality.
Yeah.
The little kids who put this together were fucking geniuses because it rotates. Like, it's got a little remote. Rotates. Yeah. I can pick up the Waco channels. I can pick up... The Austin channels.
Damn.
Cannot get buy-in. Cannot get buy-in from the wife. I would cut it in a second, but you can't get like Bravo.
Yeah, you can though. You can just order it on Amazon.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
I already looked into it.
You can do it. What do you have for your streaming? Do you use just smart TV or what?
Streaming what?
Like Netflix. To get your stuff. Netflix and all that shit. What do you use to get that?
Sorry.
We use a Roku, okay? That's what I'm trying
to get
at.
I got a DVD player that allows you to like
a DVD player.
Yeah, it's got apps on it.
Dude, get a fucking Fire Stick or a Roku. They're $30.
I have got a Fire Stick. It won't go away. Penicillin? Nothing. Nothing.
I'm pissing flames over here. Yeah.
Fucking prostitutes.
That's what woke you up that night. You're like, oh my god, it's on fire.
Put it out.
New meaning of blowing yourself.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, dude, you just get one of those and you can get Bravo.
Wait, a Fire Stick. Do you need to get Amazon Prime with that?
you should have Amazon Prime regardless.
Why?
Amazon Prime is awesome. Why do you order anything from Amazon?
Why do you need to order stuff from Amazon? This is the consumerist shit that they put into your brain that you need to continually order shit.
You're a fucking dummy. You need something, you get off of Amazon, it comes the next fucking day. You don't have to go to the store, you don't have to do anything. It's so much easier.
By the way, you can order off of Amazon and still get shit for free. You just have to wait 5 to 7 business days.
No, Amazon Prime, you get, it's basically Netflix.
What
you
do get I for give free. A shit about?
You get free music service.
What's
you get
on? Free... I'm. What the fuck is on Amazon Music that you want to listen to?
You can get any album you ever wanted to listen to, Ed and you can Begley download the whole thing.
And the Tribute to Him players.
Okay, want me to look and see if Ed Begley's on there?
He probably is.
Exactly.
A little prick.
Everybody's on there.
So I do have. I did have to get.
I think he's in the Hollywood Hunt Club, isn't he? Ed Begley. He's got a big old piece on him.
Hollywood
Hunt
Club. He is. That is a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. Got a fat dick on him.
I don't need, he's got a Begley. His pants.
It's Begley.
I only buy shit that I need. So then if you pay, by the way, it's $120 now. It's not $99 anymore.
Maybe for you.
Bucks.
Maybe for you. You need to learn how to shop that shit.
For America. Listen, for America it is. On Amazon right now.
Me and Bezos are bros. We're bees bros.
That guy looks like a dick with ears. Yeah, legit.
That dude's going to be a trillionaire.
He's tiny. He's already a trillionaire.
Nice.
Wasn't he? He was like
really close,
scraping.
But he's going to be a trillionaire.
Ah, peaches.
Is that Ross Perot?
No. I was showing the kids. There was an SNL sketch with Will Ferrell that never made it to air for a good reason. It was fucking terrible. And he was, they were invading Iraq and they were like, all right, we're getting our orders and everything. And they're like, go on roll call. And they were like, old prospector. And Will Ferrell gets up, he's got fucking pots and pans all over him. And they're like, sir, isn't he going to give away our position? And he goes, ah, peaches. And so now I show that to the kids and now the older one came in this morning. And I was like, hey, listen, you got to do your workbook. We have him do like workbook every day. Get to your workbook pages. He goes, ah, peaches.
You're like, okay, you don't. Good job.
You're fucking A. You're absolutely right. I was like, that was fucking hilarious. You're done. I'll cover for you.
Yeah.
So I'll do your workbook pages for you.
You got to look up the old Dana Carvey as Ross Perot. He's got the big ass ears and he has that same voice. He's like, I'm Ross Perot.
And Hartman's so Admiral, what the fuck was that Akbar. Guy's name? Admiral Akbar, yeah. They're telling people they're coming for us. No, you remember that fucking crazy ass dude? The vice presidential candidate for Ross Perot? Admiral something, Stockdale? Admiral Stockdale. And he was, right? And he was batshit fucking crazy.
Dude, I was before my time. Come on.
Screw.
I was still in
so
diapers.
Anyway, Amazon, you don't need it. So I need it. So this weekend, I started replacing the faucet in the master bathroom because I'm fucking loaded. And I have a master bathroom, by the way, with, count them, 2 sinks.
So damn. Double vanity.
One of the vanities works. One of them, the hot water doesn't work. It's all frozen up. So I got in there because I'm a fucking maniac. I'm like Chip Gaines from Hollywood House Flippers or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Disassemble the whole fucking thing, damn. And then I broke it because it's frozen.
Because you're so strong, you just fucking snapped
it.
No,
because it took me an hour and a half to get the fucking thing out because it's all jammed up in there. That I was so pissed off, I just started fucking wrenching it.
Yeah. What do you? Do you have like metal pipes coming out, or do you have PEX?
No metal. No, it's
like copper. I mean, when I say metal,
it's copper, and then it turns into flex.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but this thing is all crammed up. Next to the dish, so I had to get one of those extension things where you, because I couldn't get like a wrench in there, couldn't get anything. So they've got that little handle thing, the grip thing that like bends at a 90 degree angle. You can put it up there, and the fucking thing works like a fucking charm.
Like butter.
It's like butter. So
you
I
know
finally
what?
Got
Speaking
it
Speaking of 90 degree angles,
yeah,
the old wean,
yeah,
starting to take a little turn.
Take a little turn. What do
yeah.
You mean?
Got a little limp to it when it's hanging down.
Which way?
To the left.
Oh, when it's hanging?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's like mine goes North Star.
What?
When I get a little bit of a rise in her.
Yeah.
It goes right up. It's like, mwah! Which is a benefit to me because it's the old scraperoo.
Yeah. You get the old.
Right up against there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really fucked me over on the size thing, but he gave me a little bit of
he
help.
He gave you a little curve.
Gave me a little help to get up in there.
There you go. It doesn't need to be that long.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's got to be long.
Who's him, anyways? Your dad?
Mm hmm. Yeah. He stapled something on the end of it that curved up. Good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy, my dad.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah. He karate chopped it every morning when I woke up.
It was at a year.
So I want to get this thing to bed due north.
He just broke it, yeah, every morning. It's called training it. Training the wheeze.
Penile training.
Mm-hmm.
Man, these beers are going down really, really smoothly.
They really are. This is not looking good for me.
All right.
If next Tori week, Spell,
what's the next celebrity?
I'm just
douche?
Saying, if next week I'm not drinking, there's probably a reason I got pinched. Okay. Do you remember what the fuck was the name of that show where Lea Michele and her boyfriend Glee. Glee?
Yeah,
Glee.
You know what? I watched the first episode of Glee, the wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, it was fucking hilarious. We're like, this is going to be a good show. And then we saw the second episode. We're like, oh my God, this is all singing and stuff. We don't want this.
It was all singing.
Yeah.
But that Lea Michele broad?
Yeah.
What has she done since then? She's got a big schnoz. She's got straight hair. Because, you know, she's a nice bod.
Yeah.
I'm down, but that's it. That's it. What the hell's going on?
She's
was drinking my beer.
Was she really?
I thought so. Either that or I'm pissing myself. I heard like water.
You've both of those times.
Could be both.
Yeah, exactly. No, so Lea Michele. Is it Lea or Lee?
I'm going to go
Who
with
cares?
Lea.
Anyways.
Billy Bush says
when
it's
you,
Lea.
When you asked, like, hey, what has this broad done?
Nothing.
I went on her IMDb.
Thank you. Tell me.
Zero things on the horizon.
Zero things
on the horizon. And all the other things, like Live with Regis and Kelly.
Exactly.
Or Michael and Kelly, whoever.
Nobody puts that on there unless they have nothing going on.
Yeah, she has nothing going on.
Nothing going on. The only thing she has going on is that her boyfriend, who was on the show, fucking killed
himself.
With drugs, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he overdose?
He OD'd, yeah.
Yeah, probably to get away from her.
Probably. She must be a nightmare because she was popular. She was on a really big hit show.
And
she has a good voice. Like, she doesn't put on any music. She doesn't do anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably auto-tuned.
Oh, man,
See?
That was fucking
See?
Amazing. Holy
See?
Shit.
Exactly.
You should have been on that
I
show.
I sound like Sia. Ah, what a swing.
Do you know that on that show, that kid who killed himself was older than the guy who played the teacher on that show?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Who was the teacher?
I don't know, some dude.
He's older than him?
Yeah. And I liked the girl teacher on that show.
I didn't see lick of that show.
I'm trying to figure out if you can tell who this broad is. Did you see Paul Blart Mall Cop? Because she was in that.
I'm IMDb in it right now.
Yeah.
Stall for me.
Yeah. So, how about that conversation I had about...
You're the fucking worst if this is what you're doing.
What are you talking about?
Are you stalling like this? How about
dude, I was getting into something good, and then you fucked me over.
We're all waiting.
Your North Bending penis? That's what I was going to talk about. Do you guys think that
how you spell Glee?
GLW 7.
Is the 7 silent?
Yep.
All right.
You have the umlaut in there?
What? Top rated TV? Dude, Jesus Christ. This computer sucks balls. Oh,
ready,
my
watch
Firefox.
This.
Who uses... What the fuck? This thing defaults to Firefox.
Yeah. You got a... What is that? A fucking... an Acer?
Mozilla. No, it's... my wife stole it from work.
Shout out to work.
Shout out to...
Who was in the cast of Glee?
Chris Colfer was... Matthew
Damn.
Morrison?
Jane Lynch, that's what I'm talking about.
Jane Lynch? She a POA. Kevin McHale, are you serious?
Yeah, dude, he was dunking like no other.
Jesus Christ.
The dream team, dog.
He was like, hey, I'm just a freshman. I'm just a freshman over here.
I'm a foreign exchange student.
Naya Rivera, I've heard.
Yeah, that's a girl. She got at some fucked up stuff. Naya Rivera.
Oh.
But I'm talking about the redhead.
She got into some fucked up stuff?
Yep.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about...
She's married. Jesus. Oh, Diana Argan?
Nope. Jama Mays. Jama Mays. J-A-Y-M-A Mays.
Who is... And she's Emma Pillsbury?
Hold on.
Oh, she's got like some... Holy Christ, look at that forehead.
I'm into big foreheads, dude.
I'm sorry. That's like when an Irish broad has sex with an alien. That's what goes on there.
Listen.
Who says that at forehead? And her eyes are way spread apart.
Yeah, I know.
And
she's
her ears?
She's got weird, yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no. She's weird looking. And she's super thin. She has zero curves, but I dig her. I think she's cute.
Oh, she was born in Grundy. Grundy, Virginia. Grundle. Allegedly, that's in the USA. She was in Black Mark.
I told you.
She was also in Epic Movie. Oh, The Red Eye. Is that the sequel is called Brown Eye.
Oh.
Hey-o. That means the butthole. The old chocolate starfish. She was also Grace Winslow in, that's right, The Smurfs.
Which Smurfs?
The Smurfs.
No.
The one with Neil Patrick Harris, probably.
I saw one Smurfs. It was like The Lost Village. It's actually a really good movie. I liked it a lot with the kids.
No. Yeah. Weak. Who was the girl who was That 70s Show? Mila Kunis, right?
Yeah.
She was like 14 on that show or
something. Yeah, she's super young.
And now Ashton Kutcher is married to her.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is, what a fucking violent pendulum swing that guy went from. Like a 90-year-old Demi Moore to like a 12-year-old Mila Kunis.
First of all, Demi Moore is gorgeous.
Who would you rather?
Mila Kunis.
When she was 12, so,
anytime.
Or a 90-year-old Demi Moore. You know, Demi Moore in Striptease, nothing for me. She was too much steroided up.
You like the ghost?
I like
the short haircut.
You know what? I do. She was a little meatier back then.
Indecent Proposal?
Yeah,
she was good in that.
Oh, yeah.
But G.I. Jane?
No.
Oh.
No. With the shaved head?
Yeah.
Yes. No, no, no. No way. No way. Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Kevin James is funny. I just can't commit to watching him for 90 minutes.
You know...
None of his movies go by 90 minutes. It can't be. They've got to all be like...
Here Comes the Boom?
Oh, here's the thing. Like, is that good? MMA?
Yeah, it's not good. No. But I get, like, anybody who I meet goes, hey, do you know who you look like? I'm like, yeah, I know. I look like fucking Kevin James because I'm a fat guy. What of it?
I don't think that's what they think. I think it's because you're a funny fat guy.
Yeah. Like, I've had people, when I work for the TSA, like, at the airport, I'd just be standing there. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, my God, do you know who you look like? So, no, it's not because I'm funny.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not funny. I mean, that's part of it. That is part of it.
That is.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what I just stumbled upon? Ugh. I sent you this too, right? Did you read this thing? Mom split like a banana after horror jet ski accident. That skeeves me the fuck out. Split like a banana.
Yeah, but I don't... Did you read it?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I read
you
it. Did.
Listen, no, you read the headline.
Listen. 31-year-old mother reportedly recovering in a Turkish hospital. But by the way, that's horrifying. After undergoing two major operations this week to repair several internal organs that were damaged in a jet ski accident. Blah, blah, blah. Said she was split in two like a banana when she fell off the water vehicle she was riding on. She said the blast ripped her insides out. They don't know whether or not she's going to need a colostomy bag or whether or not she'll have children. That means it ripped her vagina. It's like a horrific episiotomy.
Yeah, she got ripped. Like, she did a split and just kept on going.
I'm going to throw the fuck up. Can you imagine that? Like a blade just running from your vagina, all the way up through your stomach. And then in the picture, she's giving a thumbs up.
Yeah, she's fine. No worries.
I'm sorry. Wait a second. She's giving two thumbs up. And she's got some fucking knuckle tats on her like nobody's business. Yeah,
she's all tatted up.
Oh, man. What's with the chest tattoo?
I don't know.
There's nothing. You know what? I don't like the mid-thigh tattoo. I don't like the chest tattoo on the ladies. I don't.
Only if they just go all out with tattoos. Like, if they just, you know, you can't just have, like, all of a sudden you have this huge chest tattoo. You got to have it all throughout. Like, you got to have a, like, full sleeves, full leg piece.
No.
All your back done.
I don't like leg tattoos. Fucking anything. Actually, that's, I take that back.
Do you ever see the little bow with the line?
Yeah. That goes down? Yes.
Like that.
I like it.
See?
Listen, thigh high, I'm fucking down. I don't know, something about the tattoo though doesn't, I don't like leg tattoos. I like the midriff tattoo, the one that goes down like past the,
on the ribs.
I like when you get your nipples tattooed back on, maybe after a mastectomy.
Jesus Christ. What about nipple piercings?
I actually don't like that. Depends. If you're over 29,
you need to wear those because you pee yourself when you go to sleep.
You know what? I love nipple play.
Like on yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Good for you.
I love getting pinched.
Yeah.
Oh man, I go rage.
Yeah.
I gain legit.
Yeah. Couple
inch
of
and
extra,
a half.
A couple extra ounces going.
I don't
in
know
there.
Where it comes from. The thing goes full on Hulk. It's totally shoots through.
You get a couple extra veins that just
I'm
pop up.
And the response I get is like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. Yeah. Look at you, 3.5 inches now. Yeah. Good for you, Willie.
So you like nipple play and being pegged. It's fucking
love it.
Awesome.
No, I never said I liked being pegged.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure you said
I never came out and said that.
Pretty sure you inferred it.
No, no. I said
peg porn is the preferred porn for you.
No. Dude. This is total this is a massacre of my a reputation here. What I said was I saw a pornographic video of a dude being pegged by a woman and I wondered
how fast you could masturbate to it, and the answer was very quickly.
Where on Craigslist I have to go to find that?
I heard that's all off of Craigslist.
No, there's no way I would ever want to get pegged. No way.
What?
No, throw digits, fine, no problem.
Yeah, what if digits worked into, you know, like one digit turned to two turned to three.
Three, have you listen?
Three.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's have just you, not enough anymore.
Listen, you close-minded motherfucker. Have you ever had a digit?
Yeah.
Then would you take a dick in your rectum?
Whose?
Me neither. What?
What? Oh, wait a minute.
I meant no. Yeah, those are two different things. All right. And so this is really a character assassination is what you're trying right now.
No, no. I'm saying that I don't. Okay. You don't like to be pegged. But you love watching other guys get pegged and then masturbating.
I watched
one
fucking video. You know what's wrong with you?
To the
you
end.
Close-minded motherfucker.
To the end.
Yeah, to the very end.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see. Does this guy, like, get off on this or what?
No, but that guy got off on it.
By the way, asked and answered. I found out.
Yeah.
Dude loved it.
It didn't make you go, I wonder.
You know what I heard the other day was that the prostate is the male version of the clitoris.
It's supposedly you can just come from that, from getting pounded in the butt.
Fucking A. I'm going in for my
you know
my
what?
Check tomorrow.
Let's have a couple more drinks and we'll see where the night takes us.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Nah. We're family.
Why? Right, exactly. Yeah, it's almost kind of like mandatory.
I mean, I'm supposed to get molested by my older cousin, aren't I?
At this point, yes. If it hasn't happened yet, it's about to.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
That's all I'm saying. When I was like 8 years old, I'm not going to use names. Let's pretend his name is Matt Calvert.
Okay.
And he lived down the street from me. And we were like, hey, I wonder what a butthole looks like. So we looked at each other's buttholes.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Yeah. His butthole was gross?
It was gross.
Yeah. There you go.
But
I wonder what it tastes like. Didn't go any further than just looking at each other's buttholes.
No, it doesn't taste good at all. Matt's didn't. I don't know about anybody else's, but
his shout out to definitely. Matt.
Shout out to Matty. Well, that's if that was his real name.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in front of this microphone at all. I wonder if the volume's going to be.
So
we should talk about that some more because everybody loves when we talk about the volume problems.
Yep. How about, wait, right, go ahead. What do you got?
I got another one. There was a, let's see, Fox News, which is my go-to.
Of course it is.
Iran slammed for shocking flogging of a man convicted for drinking alcohol as a teen. Now, when I showed you this picture, you said, why did you tell me that you laughed for 10 minutes of this? There's a man who's strapped to a tree, and there's a dude who's absolutely just whipping the shit out of him, clearly, because his back is all wrecked. This guy was accused of drinking at a wedding 10 years earlier. So he had a drink, like a legit one drink at a wedding 10 years earlier. They found out, and they are whipping the fucking shit out of this guy. The hilarious part, if I can go that far, is they've strapped him to a tree, but they took the time beforehand to put a towel around the straps because they didn't want to damage the tree.
Yeah. Do you know how many trees they have in Iran?
Oh, barely one, because they're like, we can't fucking lose this tree or strap some dudes to
this
it.
This is our flogging tree. We got to protect it.
This guy looks like he's in Cobra Kai. Like, check this shit
out. All right, that freaks me out. First of all, I cannot breathe with something across my face like that. Like, I can't breathe my face in the pillow.
Yeah, especially...
It freaks me the fuck out.
Especially if you're whipping somebody.
Yeah, why put something across your face like that? That's fucking crazy.
Because they don't want to get noticed.
That's bullshit. If you're going to flog someone, fucking flog them proudly.
That's right.
Flogging sounds worse than getting whipped.
It sounds like it sounds like pegging.
Yeah, right. Flogging sounds like you're getting fucked.
Yeah. Boy, this poor fucking bastard. Holy shit. The welts on this guy's one drink. What would they do to me? Oh my god.
Nothing you wouldn't. They'd give you nasty nipple play.
That's
hit
right.
You fucking hard.
At your wedding, yeah. I was fucking loaded.
Yeah.
That was a good wedding.
Yeah. Remember where it was?
Me. No, I don't actually. No. I remember I was dancing.
Getting the invite and then throwing it away?
No, I went.
No, you didn't.
Wait a second.
You didn't go to my wedding? No.
That picture you sent, for real?
Yeah.
Where did I go that picture where I was dancing and our other cousin,
yeah,
her boyfriend came up and was like dancing with me the whole night?
Yeah.
What wedding was that?
That was my sister Carrie's wedding.
Oh, I'd much rather go to that wedding.
Remember that dude got arrested at her wedding?
Her wedding?
Yeah.
Which one?
Like,
it does ring a bell.
Yeah, yeah.
Which dude?
Paul Karen, I think, fought another guy or something. Someone you knew.
At the wedding? Yeah, yeah, yeah Paul yeah. Karen grew yeah. up down the street.
Yeah.
A-Town. So, shout out to A-Town.
Yeah, so...
He at came, the wedding. Oh, yeah. Some dude was... That's right.
Yeah, like a stepfather situation. So.
It was like an honor beating, too. Yeah, yeah. Like, Paul was in the right if you consider that he beat somebody up at a wedding.
Yeah,
that's a good dude.
Yeah,
he got stabbed.
Fun times.
He got stabbed multiple times out in front of Good Times. Actually, where your sister worked.
Yeah, who didn't get stabbed when they went to Fun Times? That was part of the fun time.
It was Good Times, yeah. And it was part of the Good Times. The best was when your sister was in that ad.
The commercial?
Hopefully she's listening right now. That fucking commercial. Saturday night! Oh, my God.
We looked high and low for that thing. Could not find it. Oh, my God.
It's got to be out there somewhere.
We got to search deeper.
Speaking of which, I sent you Dave Sammarco video.
You did.
So, Dave Sammarco.
Shout out to Dave Sammarco.
In case you're a first-time listener. Dave Sammarco was one of the legends, the original legends of television cooking shows back on Arlington Cable Network, local cable news, like the Wayne's World. He was the Wayne's World of Arlington, Massachusetts. This cat had a cooking show and he would cook, but he would talk to you about movies. He would talk to you about everything. It was fucking thrilling. The guy was the shit.
It was a good show.
It was a really good show. You can't find anything except for his shitty, shitty country music online. Dave, I'm sorry. I don't like the country music.
It's a genre thing, not a quality thing, right?
Well, okay. So, but even back then, like,
how
nobody,
get this guy on?
Nobody in Massachusetts, nobody in Massachusetts back in the day listened to country music.
It's
this
true.
Guy was like, I mean, he really had no, the word that comes to mind is shame, but that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
Like he was totally balls out there because he was doing this cooking show and he was just like a fucking townie. So, I can't find the show anywhere, but what I can find is that like the, what was it? It Takes Two. I forget what the name of the show is, but there's two episodes of Dave, and this, unfortunately, it looks like Dave might be cooking out of like the basement of his mother's house. The show is he's lost a step. I think he's a little rusty. He's not saying tossy tossy whirly whirly. He's taking like he's doing shaky shaky. It's entirely, which is my thing, but I'm gonna let go because it's Dave.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah. Dave gets what he wants.
He's lost his fastball, but it is out there. The guy's the fucking legend, Dave Sammarco.
He's gonna be our first guest, maybe our second guest. We gotta work out some kinks.
I think you got it.
Yeah.
I think what we have to do, we'll go in studio.
Yep.
And then we'll go Skype.
Yep.
And then we'll do Dave via Skype. We gotta work out the kinks. We can't we cannot have this fucking Mickey Mouse production shit like we had with the iRig.
So
you know what? The iRig is such a piece of shit. Now that I listen back to all these things, what a fucking boner that thing is.
Yeah.
And did a bad boner.
Did you get to return that?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I traded it in for the old Yamaha.
Yeah, Yamaha.
Shout out to the Yamaha MG10XU.
Yeah.
It works.
MGXU.
The shit works.
Ugh, okay.
Split like a banana.
I did want to talk to you about Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Going hard on Sacha Baron Cohen because he fooled her.
Oh, I love it.
Me too. I'm so happy that this happened.
It. You know, there was an article in it was on Twitter. Somebody retweeted like Vox, like one of those like way, way left liberal fucking websites. It was like, there's no place for Sacha Baron Cohen anymore, even making fun of those. We don't have the stomach for people to make fun of politicians anymore, even on the right. Like, it's too serious. This is too serious a time. We can't make... It's like, are you fucking kidding?
Off. Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And then Sarah Palin's big thing was he was impersonating... It was stolen valor. He was impersonating a disabled veteran.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Did you see he wrote her a letter back as the guy?
No.
It was like, I never said that I was a veteran of... the war. I'm a veteran of the United States Postal Service, and it like just wrote this long letter. It was fucking brilliant.
Did you see the Dick Cheney thing? He got Dick Cheney to sign the waterboarding.
Yeah,
kit.
Yeah, the waterboarding kit. Oh my god!
I don't understand how he gets them to fucking do this.
People are so dumb. That's why
he is a fucking genius.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this thing. Good for him.
When does that come out? Is it a show? It's a Netflix show. Or
yeah,
right?
No, it's on like Showtime, I think, which sucks.
Oh,
but
Jesus Christ.
Now I have to order Showtime.
Fuck that.
Now I have to illegally download it. Sorry, Sasha.
Oh, you know what? You know what? That's all right. Have I said my name before?
Yeah, Shaky.
Yeah. Okay. I pirated it from my brother, so it doesn't matter.
Cool.
I'll get it. I'll tape it for you, and then I'll FaceTime you as I watch it.
Damn.
What's that noise?
Don't worry about it. Pinch my nipples.
Come on, Cheney. Come on.
Nipples.
I fucking hate politicians.
Yeah. I think
period.
No,
I'm serious. I just had my period. That's terrible.
Yeah.
There's a did you see that thing about that dude from was it Ohio or something? Jim Jordan? Is it Jim Jordan? Who he was like a wrestling coach. Yeah, Jim Jordan was a wrestling coach at Ohio State. And there was like a doctor who used to like love to run in and go with the other wrestlers. And like he basically was like jerking off in the shower with them. And then they would go in for like physical therapy and he would grab their dicks and stuff. And it was like a known thing like, Dr. Hammer time.
Dr. Dick Grabber?
Yeah. He was grabbing our dicks and everything. And they would make jokes about it. And now this guy's like a senator. And all these stories are coming out. And he's like... I was never involved in any of that stuff, but dozens of wrestlers coming out and be like, no, we all fucking knew. Yeah. This guy kept trying to grab our dicks. It was terrible.
Yeah. There was another, like a Nazi got, the Republican vote.
Oh,
did you see that? Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
I know.
People are so fucking dumb.
I know. Good job.
Yeah.
What?
So it just...
This fucking I never knew that this country was so fucking racist until all this shit was coming out. I was like, Jesus Christ, I know it's a little racist, but holy fuck.
Yeah, like I think racism will go away in the next couple generations though.
No. Well, if no, it's gonna take a couple hundred years because everyone's gonna be the same color. because now everyone can travel, you're just going to get a mix. Everyone's going to look like half black, half Asian.
But I'm thinking because of the internet and social media.
Yeah, but just like, jerking off to another race doesn't make mean you're going to get.
Well.
I'm just telling you.
I got that yellow fever, dog.
I'm trying like crazy, but it ain't working. It ain't working. People still be racist up in this piece.
Hey, that was appropriating black culture.
I hate
cultural appropriation.
I fucking hate it. Me too. So dumb.
Yeah, you know what you can do? You can suck my dick. How about that?
Yeah, it's like, hey, everyone should be equal. Yeah. But at the same time, don't try to be us.
Yeah, don't wear a kimono.
Yeah, it's like, what? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I bought this fucking kimono fair and square.
Exactly. Don't wear those fake like glasses that have Chinese eyes on them. You can't fucking wear it.
Yeah. No more blackface.
Wah. Take those off in the meeting. Wah. People at work.
Yeah.
They're the worst. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
We're at an hour, dude.
Shit.
Yeah. Flew by.
Time flies, Big D.
Dude.
What are we going with? A one end? Dennis with one end.
Yeah.
I'll never fucking know.
Big D.
Slap an E on the end.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, give me a review. What do you think?
Honestly, we got to sit back and listen because it's one of those ones where I'm like, ugh, I don't know if we ever got anywhere.
Nope.
But then we listen back and we laugh a lot. And again, if you listen to this and you don't like it, you can fuck me in the butt, okay? Because I think it's funny, so... Wait a minute.
Wait a second. I can?
Wait a minute. What happened?
Wait a minute.
What just happened?
Is that feeding into my pegging story?
What I'm trying to say is, this is funny. So fuck you if you don't like it.
Wow.
Because you're it's funny.
Hey, don't be so aggressive.
I can cut all this out. Don't worry about
at
it.
At the very end. I mean, basically what you're trying to say is, this is so dumb.
This was so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.